Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
And so I want to share the wisdom moment with you today out of Proverbs chapter 30, verses 7 through 9. And it says, "Keep falsehood and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread." This is good.
That's good.
Keep falsehood and lies from me. I don't know about you, but I've been lied to once or twice.
Right.
And man, I'm thinking of one particular moment where I was told such a story. I mean, you just take it hook, line, and sinker, and I just couldn't believe that there wasn't that particular thing that was being told to me was the truth. And it just had me spinning, and it says, you know what, that one lie set me straight, because it helped me to see, you know, how damaging those things can be when we just start operating or attacked at someone that's lying to us. That's getting their lies from the father of lies.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's like, Lord, keep falsehood. Keep lies far from me. I don't want any lies around me, near me. I don't want to believe any lies. I don't want to tell no lies. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Lies are not good. Mm-hmm. They're so deceiving, and they're at the root nature and core of the enemy. It's the complete opposite of who God is. It's the truth. It's like, God, keep falsehood and lies far from me. And he goes on to say this. This is wisdom. We need wisdom. God's proper application of knowledge. We need wisdom of God. Give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread. Otherwise, I may have too much and disown you and say, who is the Lord? Or I may become poor and steal, and so dishonor the name of God. You know, the point here is that we want to honor God. We don't want to get lost in the sauce, if you will. You know what I'm saying? We want to get lost in the blessing.
Right.
And then we don't want to be at the place where we're dishonoring God. And you come to a place where you're stealing and doing stuff that's not right.
Mm-hmm.
Just give me my daily bread. You know, there's way too much emphasis, Pat, you know, in this world these days on just stuff and things.
Right.
You know, I think that sometimes all of the wealth in this nation has been such a huge trapping and a stumbling block to so many, you know, and many people today want to be rich.
Right.
I mean, if you look at some of these programs, it's like, this is what the aim is, rich, luxury, and just more stuff. And the question is, can you handle being rich? Some people don't need money. You know what I'm saying? It's like, this is not a good combination for you, because you had to be faithful with the little, you'll be rewarded with the much. You know, I met a millionaire once. I think you met him too. And you're having this conversation, and he says, you know, with great wealth comes great responsibility. And I just remember him saying that. It was just like, it's a grid that many people don't have. And, you know, and you hear people say, well, if I had $1 million, I'll give to the Lord, I'll give to charity, I'll give to a kingdom. It's like, start with your tithe. It's only 3% of the church's tithe. You start there. You know what I'm saying? Forget the millions. But I'll tell you what, you still start now. You don't have to wait to get $1 million. Start on the $5 you have. Start with give the 5 cents, you know what I'm saying? And start your plan moving forward, right?
Right.
Luke 12:15 says, "Then he said to them, watch out, be on guard against all kinds of greed, because a man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." Your life does not, you know, consist of the things that you have, these tangible things. Things can't make or break you. God doesn't mind us having things. He minds things having us, owning you. Listen, if you have God, you're truly rich. The blessedness of possessing nothing, chapter 2,
that's right.
Pursuit of God. The blessedness of possessing nothing, to own, to have a relationship with God, you have everything. You hear people say, oh, it's just, you want money. Really, do you want green little pieces of paper? It's what money, you know, is what that green piece of paper can get you. Let me say, if you have God, God can supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. But what you need your daily bread. You need what God can give you every day. That's his love. That's his wisdom. That's the word of the Lord. And let me tell you, if you walk with God, he is faithful. He knows exactly what you need. Ask God for your daily bread. You don't want to get lost in the sauce and, you know, with the blessings and all the stuff. And you don't want to come to a place where you dishonor God and you start taking and robbing from him and robbing from others so that you can have. Let me tell you, God is faithful. Your daily, daily bread.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.